we're going to tour. We've got a band we're putting together. Yeah. And
getting the band together.
Doing a little rehearsing, yeah. It's a straight-up rock and roll band, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be good.
For fans of Danger Mouse and the Shins, the much-anticipated first album from Broken Bells is more than just good. It's fantastic. And now that the self-titled debut is finally out, Broken Bells want to make it clear this isn't just some one-shot side project. They're a real band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Brian Burton, a.k.a. Danger Mouse, and James Mercer of The Shins first met in 2004 at a music festival in Denmark. They found they were fans of each other's work, and they decided they wanted to work together. But it would take a few years to get that going. They finally got their chance in 2008, and they spent some time holed up in Brian's L.A. studio writing and recording. But recording as Broken Bells was a lot different for both guys. Brian put away samples in favor of live instruments, and James told FUV's Alisa Ali that he made some pretty big changes too.
James, you're singing in all kinds of falsetto and like
a bunch of different new ways. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of Brian, you know, pushing me to like just do new things and
not like squeezing you really tight so that you sing differently.
Basically, like Darth Vader, you know, from a distance while I'm in the booth, he's doing that. But pushing me to, like, there's tons of layered vocals, almost me doing voices, you know, different styles and, like, you know, five tracks of whispering and just weird stuff. But really rich.
We kind of wanted to see what the two of us could do, like, just the two of us. So we played everything ourselves, and all the vocals on there are James. Like, even though it sounds like sometimes girls and guys and a bunch of guys or people, everything. It was purposely like just try to see what the two of us could do. We're bound to wait all night. She's bound to run a mile. Invested in nothing at any height. To each his own. The garden's sorting out. She curls her lips on a bow. I don't know if you're dead or not. If you ain't. Thing I'm doing right now is Broken Bells, and it takes up a bunch of time, and it's slowed me down a lot. Like, I don't really have plans to produce much anymore in the near any time in the immediate future that I can think, or in general, I don't know. It's just I got a lot more out of the process of writing and playing and being part of it in this way than I did out of a lot of the producing stuff I had done.
And you have plans to do another record too as Broken Bells.
Yeah, we've already started working on that.
Wow, you guys are not wasting any time. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. I mean,
we always look forward to it. It was the most enjoyable record I've ever been a part of, easily. Nice. Even though it's kind of sad in certain places and whatever else, it still was very.
It's heartbreaking.
It was an adventure to make. Yeah,
it's cathartic.
Broken Bells with Vaporize and The High Road from their self-titled debut album. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.